This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is a concoction that it's going to lubricate your weapon. It's going to cleanse your weapon. And then it's going to treat your weapon. It's going to make your weapon resistant to whichever environment you're in, moisture, dust, dirt, whatever it is, it's going to make it resistant to it. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, this just in, coming from Fox News, they're talking about Scalise's shooter and the anti-Trump rhetoric he was pumping out there. Let me turn that down a little bit before we play this. Let's play it then, too.
Law enforcement identifies the suspect as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Illinois. A Facebook page bearing the same name includes photos of Bernie Sanders as well as anti-Trump rhetoric. One post reads, Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company.
I've given a statement to the Alexandria Police Department.
Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan says he believes the suspect approached him at the ball field.
I did have an interaction with someone in the parking lot who asked me if the team practicing was a Democrat or Republican team. I told him they were Republicans. He said, okay, thanks, turned around. I got in the car and left.
And that was the conversation he had, and it was only as they were driving.
And they said he acted a little weird.
Yeah.
What he did.
A spokesperson for the American Society of Home Inspectors confirms that James Hodgkinson was a member of the Trade Association, but dropped out in 2015. A few years earlier, a local Illinois newspaper reports that the suspect sent letters to the editor railing against Republicans and tax policies. In this August 2012 letter, Hodgkinson writes, I have never said life sucks, only the policies of the Republicans. This man says he's a friend of the suspect.
Well, he never backed down from anybody. In a bar fight or whatever, he stood his ground.
But it was the kind of kid stuff or
it was
political?
No.
The New York Times interviewed the suspect's brother, who says the 66-year-old was upset over the election of President Trump and went to Washington within the last few weeks to protest. This account appears consistent with a local news report that a neighbor had not seen Hodgkinson in months, though his wife still lives at this home in Belleville, Illinois, where the FBI is on the scene. A law enforcement source tells Fox the Bureau gets involved when police officers and members of Congress are assaulted. At this morning's news conference,
we had no prior information that lead us to believe that anything like this was going to occur.
Are you certain members of Congress were being targeted, though? Was this an intentional attack on
us? Too early to tell if they were targeted or not.
At a news conference within the last hour, the FBI confirming that the ATF is running a trace on two weapons to include a rifle and a handgun, also saying that the FBI is very focused on a motive, and so far no indication why the suspect chose today, Chris.
Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, this guy had a problem with Republicans. That's okay. I have problems with leftists. I get that. I understand that. Somebody point out to me where the Republicans have been wholesale building up this escalating pattern of violence and intimidation against the left. Somebody point that out. I mean, you know, a lot of Republicans, when McCain was running, voted for Obama. You know, I mean, you get that, right? And then somehow or other, despite his first year's policies, which really amounted to Obamacare, he got reelected. So much for the racism, so much for all these other things you keep hearing about. No evidence of that anywhere out there. But Here we have this guy, James T. Hodgkinson, and he took a rifle to a baseball practice. That was about it. This was a practice for a game between the Republicans and the Democrats. And in addition to wounding Scalise, he also wounded a staffer for Texas Representative Roger Williams, Matt Hunt, I can't remember his last name, the guy that got shot twice. I should know that. Until he was taken down by the Capitol Police. And they were only there because Scalise was there. They were only there because Scalise was there. Representative Brad Winstrup said, "I felt like I was back in Iraq, but without my weapon." He's a former combat surgeon. Look, I fully get where people. This is part of the whole thing about the discourse, okay? But let's see, James T. Hodgkinson. He's showing a picture that says the U.S. Senate, the legal removal of the president and vice president et al. For misprision of treason, signed the petition. Now, New York Representative Claudia Tenney received an email shortly after the shooting that read, "One down, 216 to go." There are 217 Republicans in the House of Representatives, including Tenney. The person said, "Did you not expect this? When you take away ordinary people's very lives in order to pay off the wealthiest among us, your own lives are forfeit. Certainly your souls and morality were lost before. Good riddance." Now, you see, here's where the problem comes in for me. It's not about, it is about the rhetoric this time. It really is about the rhetoric, isn't it? It really is about it. And the hypocrisy that got us here is laughable, except it's so dangerous. But even before this shooting, Republicans have been being on the receiving end of violence and intimidation in what is increasingly a hostile political climate. Because we're being portrayed as fascists. One of Virginia Representative Tom Garrett's town halls last month featured a heavy police presence after Garrett and his family were targeted by repeated death threats. One message said, "This is how we're going to kill your wife." Garrett told Politico, "I don't want to die anytime soon. I got stuff left to do, I hope. But when you pull wives and children in, that's just not cool." That's way beyond that, Representative, you know. Days after the Politico article ran, FBI agents arrested a Tucson Unified School District employee for making violent threats against Arizona Representative Martha McSally. They said that 58-year-old Steve Martin left threatening voicemails for McSally telling the Republican congresswoman that her days were numbered. Last month in Tennessee, police charged 35-year-old Wendy Wright with felony reckless endangerment for allegedly trying to run Republican Congressman David Kustoff off the road after a town hall he held regarding the GOP health care bill. If Wright stays out of trouble and abides by the terms of her one-year restraining order, then all charges would be expunged from her record, according to BuzzFeed, which covered the story in sympathetic terms. Wendy Wright can't have any contact with Republican Representative David Kustoff for a year after she chased after him for his vote on Obamacare last month. Same day that she was charged, police in North Dakota escorted a man from a town hall with Representative Kevin Cramer after the man became physical with a Republican congressman and shoved a fistful of money into Cramer's collar. "I got an idea, representatives of the United States House that are Republicans. I got a great idea for you. Why don't you just hire a bunch of us? We'll ride with you. We'll go with you. You won't have to worry about nothing. You won't have to worry about nothing. Maybe not me, but there's plenty of pipe hitters out there right now today who will defend you. Because I hate to tell you this, because no matter how civil you guys want to make it in the House and how civil everybody wants to be in Congress on Capitol Hill, the die is set. They've been doing this for years. This is not something new just because Trump got elected. It's just coming to fruition now. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The difference between preparation and being a snowflake is realizing when the line has been drawn in the sand, which I kind of think we're there. I hope none of you think that I'm being irresponsible by talking my line. But let me give you this. It comes from 1984 by George Orwell. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History is stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Now, on the first of this month, an 18-year-old in Tennessee shot and killed his 19-year-old girlfriend at close range using a pistol that he got as a graduation gift. And, of course, the gun-hating media, they're never going to use the correct term when describing what happened, because what happened here is referred to as a negligent discharge. But what we got from them instead was he was playing with the gun when it accidentally went off, and that the perpetrator was surprised when the pistol discharged. And in addition to that, we also learned that the perpetrator was an experienced gun owner who went to the shooting range often, and that the whole thing was a terrible tragedy. Now, here's the questions that the media are never going to ask about this. Why did the perpetrator point a loaded pistol or a pistol in any condition in an obviously and blatantly unsafe direction? Being asked in the chat room, why, where's Sean tonight? Sean is somewhere with the Faster program. They're honoring one of the guys that started it. He's going to be with us tomorrow night. Sean Maloney tomorrow night. Let me ask that question again. Why did the perpetrator point a loaded pistol or a pistol in any condition in an obviously and blatantly unsafe direction? Number two. Why was he playing with the pistol to begin with? Number three, why did he have his finger in contact with the trigger while the pistol was pointed directly at an innocent person? Number four, is there any evidence that the pistol itself or the ammunition or anything other than did anything other than function normally and as designed? Because there is none. The gun did exactly what it was supposed to do. The operator was negligent. So the foregoing was not a terrible tragedy. It was a preventable tragedy caused by carelessness and ignorance and gross, gross negligence. And if the perpetrator were an experienced gun owner, as reported, I'd like to know what kind of experiences Dolt had and how many negligent discharges he had caused prior to this one. He's never been trained by anybody I know. I mean, for the most humble trainers to the highest, to the Tatiana Whitlocks and the Steve Fishers, those guys don't run around with their fingers on the trigger. To Mike Lau here in town, these guys are not running around with their fingers on the trigger. They're not teaching their students to run around with their fingers on the trigger. They're teaching their students to index on the frame. What a Nobel idea. The media would have all of the sheep and the snowflakes and the people like this Hodgkins and son. They would have us believe that modern guns are so poorly designed that they're prone to accidentally go off all by themselves with no input whatsoever from a human. So thus, no one should be allowed to own one of these crazy things. That's always their predictably dishonest, politically motivated conclusion. And I leave you with this on this particular... Well, no, I'm not leaving you with it, but I'm going to quote it. The only thing more dangerous than ignorance is the pretense of intelligent ignorance. The former is teachable, the latter is not. Guns are among the most... They're number one, they're very simple. Number two, they're very, very reliable. Number three, they are made as safe as they can be made. I cannot imagine a time when, in their current state, they will ever be safer than they are today in the 21st century. I can take any one of my Glocks, any one of the SIGs, the Nighthawk. I can take any of these guns, load them up, put them around in the chamber, throw them against the wall. They're not going to go off. They're just that good. They're just that well made. So, okay, what are we to surmise from all of this? Well, we've always surmised. The media is hostile to gun ownership. The only problem with that is when you've got upwards of 140 million households that have guns, And you realize that there's only 248 million adults in the United States. Do you understand that part of it? Out of the 320 million people in the United States today, only 248 million of us are adults. So that means more than half of us, more than half adults that can own a gun, guess what? Own guns. And numbers don't lie. Numbers never lie. Ask John Lott. Numbers don't lie. If guns were so patently dangerous, I have seen people shoot themselves when they're trying to holster the gun. Never up close, never in person. Okay, I've seen video of it happening. That primarily happens is, you know, when they, for some reason, when they're moving the gun down or pulling it out of the holster, for some reason their finger pulls the trigger. That's called negligence. That may be accidental, okay, that the negligence occurred. That doesn't make it any less negligent. No. So, one day, I'm still waiting. See, like with Fox News, with that part with Fox News, they said a rifle and a handgun. I want to know, there's a couple things they're not filling in the blank. So I want to know how long he was operational before he was engaged and stopped. I want to know where the arm detail was and how he managed to get five rounds off, unless they were very close, in which case that makes sense. I want to know what kind of rifle it was, and I want to know what kind of pistol it was. I want to know if he fired the pistol, because if he didn't fire the pistol is just something they found on him. Somebody told him to carry that, so he did. It's not because he's out there thinking, well, I need a secondary weapon in case my primary goes down. No, somebody told him to do this. He's probably wondering if he had an AK, if he had an AR, whatever he had. But they're saying rifle. And every time that they don't get out there and identify it by either AK or AR, that just makes me think it's something other. Because normally they'd be all over this, even though they're coming. They're coming. They're definitely coming. I'm waiting also to see the Democrats start claiming that they need protection from us. This will be just like Islamophobia, where we have Islamic terrorism, they blow up a nail bomb in a nursery school or something, then they say, we've got to be on the lookout for Islamophobia. Yeah, okay. We've been down that road before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube. Well, Frog Lube is, it's a lubricant without a doubt. It's also a solvent. It's also something that's going to make your weapon function. It's going to treat it. And it's going to make it much, much more combat ready. Check them out at froglube.com. I'm looking at the podcast, and because of certain things that I'm trying to do here, of course, everything's getting negated. I just love it when that happens. So that means I have to go back and redo a whole bunch of stuff, so that's all right. I'll just save it as a draft, and I'll edit the other one, and that'll be fine. I'll do it. Okay. This is what separates us from, you know, the animals. Let's move from this to this. Before we get into this. Before we get into this other thing, we may get into it, we may not. Have you ever wondered what happens in Iran when ISIS attacks? I find that very interesting. The Iranian regime is different from other classic dictatorships in a whole lot of ways. But who would have thunk that in mourning the Tehran terrorist attack last week, a first for ISIS in Iran, which left 13 dead and 40 others injured, that the mullah's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, would set a new high in absurdity? Now, it should be very obvious that any leader's first priority in any civilized country in the world would be to mourn with his people when his people get murdered. It is even customary for leaders and elected officials to show at the scene as soon as possible, pay respects to those who lost their lives, and comfort the families of the victims. But not Khomeini. He did nothing. Instead, on June the 7th, he callously minimized the ISIS twin attacks by shrugging them off, saying, "These firecrackers that happened today will not have the slightest effect on the will of the people." Here's the thing about the will of the Iranian people. I think the Iranian people would like to have some iPhones. I know that seems facetious, but I mean, human beings do not typically just take to a 7th century dogma line of, thinking and say, well, yeah, this is the way I want to roll. Just doesn't happen. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, claimed that the incident was not unexpected, and the regime's parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, referred to the bloody attack as a gem, an invaluable jewel. Now, those comments, which were probably painful and shocking for many Iranians, had a hidden and dreadful truth. Khomeini and Rouhani alike were trying to capitalize on the ISIS attack in their political favor. Who does this sound like? Iran's police chief and later minister of intelligence and security gave, in some cases, conflicting reports and different accounts of the events. But one thing was certain, neither were very transparent when they were out there laying it out there for the people. In comparison to how, for example, the British police were clearly and consistently releasing information to the public, in recent terrorist attacks in London, the regime authorities were trying to cover them up. So the MOIS chief was vague and refused to give the bombers last names and their prior activities. Case in point was one of the bombers, Sirius Sadaki, an Iranian Kurd from Pave, a city in western Iran, which has been cited as a prominent recruiter for ISIS in Iranian Kurdistan. It had been reported that Sadaki, over a year ago, was arrested by MOIS and then recruited by ISIS. He underwent training for 3 months, then he was released. Iranian Kurdistan, since the 1979 revolution, has always been a hot spot for the regime. In that region, people are under twice as much pressure by the IRGC and the MOIS as the rest of the country. So how is it possible that an ISIS recruiter has such a free hand in Kurdistan? I bet nobody thought about asking that one. Are you doing the adding machine numbers? It just doesn't add up. It has been a pattern throughout the mullah's regime to use a diversion when it is struggling to stay afloat in the face of problems at home. What does that sound like? The Iranian regime's founding father, the Ayatollah Khomeini, set an example when, for the first time, he shocked Iranians by calling the devastating 8-year-old Iran-Iraq war a blessing. Khomeini's fatwa for British writer Salman Rushdie's head is another famous example of how this regime operates and dodges problems. That fatwa was used as an excuse to cover the heavy losses in the war with neighboring Iraq in 1988. Then there were the planned terrorist attacks designed by MOIS to blow up Imam Reza's holy shrine in the northern eastern city of Mashhad in 1994 and blame it on the regime's opposition. So why would Khomeini and his regime welcome this crazy attack in Tehran by ISIS? And the short answer is that the Iranian society is a powder keg. And this was needed to prevent that powder keg from detonating. So despite the arguments that the election was a show of unity and a force for the mullah regime, they were not. The election opened old wounds and intensified the factional infighting and what is turning out to be a very unprecedented power struggle. So since a year before the presidential election on May 29th, Iran's supreme leader had been planning for and engineering it. He openly blamed his favorite former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, from running in hope of a quiet and clean section for the post. He failed, and Ahmadinejad defiantly threw his hat in, but was blocked from entering the race by the powerful Guardian Council. Then the next step was to prop up Ibrahim Raisi, an infamous hanging judge with a track record of at least 30,000 political executions in 1988 alone. And all the factions within the mullah's regime tried hard to brush off the massacre. Raisi and the Rouhani struggled to distance themselves from killing off those prisoners who were serving their sentences. The main Iranian opposition, People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, shone the light on the regime's black history last year with a major campaign. According to Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazari, Khomeini's hand-picked successor, who was later sacked for protesting the summary executions. Now, Iran's economy would be in shambles had there not been around $100 billion in unfrozen assets, courtesy of the Obama administration, after the nuclear deal with the U.S. and five other world powers. So in the words of Trump, the regime would have fallen in 6 months, and the irony is that much of the money has been funneled into wars in the region. They're heavily involved in Syria, and they have to bankroll terrorist groups like Hezbollah. And in the words of Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, we do not have any business projects or investments via banks. We are open to the fact that Hezbollah's budget, its income, its expenses, everything it eats and drinks, and its weapons and rockets come from the Islamic Republic of Iran. And he emphasized that his group will not be affected by any fresh sanctions. So, thank you, President Obama. You're making all of this possible. The powder keg that is a people, Iranian people, still smolders despite this propping up of this cash. It's not infinite. It will go away. We'll see another attack, or we'll see the powder keg detonate, one or the other, without a doubt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you have defended yourself, studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is first things first, it is exactly what it is designed to be, which is both to cleanse your weapon, get all the gunk off of it, all of the sediment and everything that connects it, attaches itself to the frog lube. The frog lube just sits there, okay? It doesn't get gummy because it doesn't burn. The stuff that's in it gets gummy. The stuff that it catches gets gummy. So, first of all, you have to put solvent all over it, clean it all up, make it pristine, brand new. Then you lubricate it. You put the lubricant on it. And then that's going to, in effect, treat the weapon. And the weapon treatment is going to cause this weapon to be so much better than anybody else's lubricant can make that weapon as far as combat effectiveness. Check them out at froglube.com. I love what's happening tonight with the new computer and everything, with me missing enough stuff. I'm missing just enough stuff to mess up the podcast. So I'm having to go back and fix that. But, you know, that's okay. It's a learning curve, right? The insightful 18th century French political philosopher informed us that there are bad examples which are worse than crimes. More states have perished by the violations of their moral customs than by the violation of their laws. He could have been referring to what goes for political commentary here in the United States today. It is an axiom, a fundamental principle of democratic societies, that political expression should not only be free and outspoken, but even courageous, but also tolerant and polite, with understanding of the existence of different, incompatible, but legitimate points of view. They're incompatible because we differ. They're legitimate because we are free people. We are citizens in our own right in these United States. So the question rises now of whether opposition to, allusions to, and criticism of President Donald Trump have gone beyond accepted customary behavior. Because make no mistake about it. If Trump wasn't president, Steve Scalise wouldn't have been shot today. Make no mistake about that. Already this year, Concern has arisen over remarks and behavior by... They call themselves comedians, but they give the less... tastelessness, they give it a bad name. They take it to a new height. Reza Aslan's remarkable grasp of the English language led him to call Trump a piece of excrement, but the derogatory term for that, the slang term that we can't say here on the air. Kathy Griffin, and a piece of performance art, portrayed a replica of a severed head remarkably like that of the 45th president. The network CNN, saying her performance was disgusting and offensive and totally inappropriate, they cut ties with Griffin. They fired her from her New Year's Eve program. She did apologize, and she said she'd gone too far. But that was tongue-in-cheek, and it cannot be considered genuine emotion, since she then said that Trump's response in criticizing her video was another example of white guys trying to hold her down. Who's been trying to hold you down, Kathy? I mean, whoever it has been, they have failed. That doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want. Now, to her credit, Chelsea Clinton, calling the Griffin photo vile and wrong, commented that it was never funny to joke about killing a president. But her remark is pertinent to discussion of the production in theater in New York's Central Park of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. This is a production sponsored by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, which portrays Caesar as a middle-aged man with blonde hair wearing a blue business suit with a pin of the American flag and a long red tie who is married to an attractive woman speaking with a Slavic accent. The actors portraying the killers of Caesar are members of minority groups and women. Graffiti on the stage walls call for resistance. Just no hashtag. The resemblance in this production to the people that currently occupy the White House is utterly unmistakable. The director, Oscar Eustace, in words that are perhaps confusing and inadvertently revealing, said the production is a warning parable to those who try to fight for democracy by undemocratic means. To fight the tyrant does not mean imitating him. Now, for a long time, Shakespeare's plays have frequently been used as a parable or an allegory. In 1937, Orson Welles, in his Mercury Theater production of Julius Caesar, used the play to indicate the danger of fascist Italy and Nazi Germany. The New York-based acting company in 2012 put on a production of the play with the Black Caesar, though the actor did not resemble or sound like President Barack Obama. There are many such productions of Shakespeare that in essence comment on contemporary events or personalities. There's one called Troilus and Cressida with its 7-year siege by Greeks of Troy. That was an allusion to the quagmire in Afghanistan. Another, The Taming of the Shrew, a Central Park production, mocked Trump as an announcer introducing girls at a pageant. So it is familiar that art and culture make people uncomfortable and therefore sometimes generate calls for censorship or a halt to government funding or something considered too outrageous for public display. This was a case in 1989 concerning the controversial photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. His exhibition, The Perfect Moment, featured homosexuality, interracial sex acts, and sadomasochistic photos, and it was funded by the National Endowment of the Arts, and thus led to the issue of whether public funds should subsidize the arts of what is considered obscenity and is then displayed. In another incident, the New York mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, in 1999, threatened to cut NYC subsidies to the Brooklyn Museum of Art if it did not cancel a British art exhibition called Sensation. There was a portrait by Chris Olifley of the Virgin Mary stained by something from an elephant. So, these people will differ on these attempts or proposals at censorship over the extent of free speech and state-funded activities. and to the degree of which provocative things should be publicly funded or exhibited. But equally, if we're going to sit back and, you know, wipe our shoulders off and say we are a democratic system that when we pride ourselves on the importance of free speech, people are going to differ on whether tasteless political utterance should be outlawed or not funded. Bank of America and Delta fund the Central Park production offensive, and they have withdrawn their sponsorship. But there should be no difference on the need to reduce the amount of violent rhetoric used against political opponents today in the U.S. And above all, we need to remove suggestions or implication of the assassination of political leaders, especially the president of the country. Because guess what? We got to see today what that gets us. We got to see today what that got us. I hope all of these little minds that have come up with all of these little things that don't understand what violence is, I hope they're all especially pleased with themselves today. Because this is the harvest that you, my friends, have wrought. You've sought it, and now you got it. And the only problem is that if you expect us to sit back and just watch it happen, you're going to be wrong. I'm not looking for violence. I'm looking for fun times on the weekends with my grandkids, and I want to film things that don't really mean nothing to anybody but me. And there's a lot of things I want to do, but I'm not going to shy away from something if you draw me into it. Tomorrow, in 21 hours, we will be back with Sean Maloney. But between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.